and epistles and things, then do you know what was done? That some soda water bottles.
You mean Prithviraj Singh?
Prithviraj Singh.
Where were you brought up?
I was brought up at Kamalpur and Rawalpindi.
And what sort of village did you come from? A mixed village or a Sikh village?
No. It was a big city. Rawalpindi is a big city. Kamalpur itself was a district headquarter. It was a big city.
And were you in Rawalpindi when the riots broke out in March
1990? I was at Kamalpur. Riots took place and people became apprehensive of further developments. So people started shifting towards India. They had no home, but still they were thinking that they have some safe corner in India. So they migrated. Some who were left behind, they were moved to war camp. There was a refugee camp in which people from the entire district of Kamalpur district were placed in a war camp near about 20-25 miles from Kamalpur.
You were in that camp?
Yes, I was in that camp. So we were brought in a train to Lahore. Then they moved the train to Firozpur via Pasrur. So I was in camp. I had seen the camp life. There were small hot mats where you lie down on the floor. They would give you two chapatis, bare dried chapatis for living. So ultimately we were given a train where we boarded the train, and throughout our journey there was no provision of meals, no water, no sanitation. We were herded like animals. And then we moved safely towards Firozpur camp, from where we came to India.
I know that at one stage you had a very bad experience. You were threatened and you were in danger.
Because of the fact we were living very peacefully. We were leading a peaceful life. When the Pakistan Muslim League announced that we are to form a Pakistan government, and then the things were in a bad shape. The things started taking different shape, and people moved to, they left all their belongings and they moved towards war camp.
When you had to move to that camp, had your family been attacked?
No, I was a bachelor. I had no family at that time. It is after partition that I married. I joined Punjab government service, and after partition I married some woman, the present woman.
I understand that at one point you were threatened with a knife. A man threatened you with a knife. You had a knife held to you. When was that?
No knife.
Were you ever?
When we came from Pakistan, from Kamalpur to war camp, in the bay there was the lorry was stopped at Hazro. It's about 15 miles from Kamalpur. There the mob attacked. So mob attacked with spears.
Muslims?
Muslims. Mob attacked, but I just pushed my head this side and I saved myself. So we reached, the driver said, all right, move the lorry. We reached the camp and we were safe.
Was anybody hurt in that attack?
No, nobody was hurt. They wanted to intimidate and put fear in our mind. a spear was thrown in the lorry. Spear was thrown and that passed from the other window. There nobody was out. People ran hither and thither. From lorry, people moved outside, ran outside. And when the lorry started, they again entered and reached Wakhan safely.
But there was an attempt to ambush the lorry?
Yes, there was an attempt to, with spears, a man with spear attacked the lorry.
When Muslims and Sikhs had been living together in peace for so long, what caused the trouble?
The trouble was that they wanted Muslim state only. They had no, their hearts were, their minds were poisoned that you are to live alone in this area, majority area. You are to snatch everything from them, services, trade, etc. Lands are already with them, lands are already, they were living in peace, but they no longer wanted to live in peace with the other community. They said, now you go to India. Openly, they said, now you go to India.
People would come to you and say, go to India.
People nod. Muslim announced that you should now leave our country. It is Pakistan, and you should leave this country and go to India. Because that is your real home.
What event prompted you to leave your home? What happened to make you leave your home and go to the
court? I was working in civil courts. I had given my option. The deputy commissioner asked for option, whether you want to join India or you live in Pakistan. I said India. So naturally I had to leave. We had our houses of our own. Lot of Hindu Sikhs, Kamalpur and Rawalpindi, it was full of Hindus and Sikhs. But ultimately, they had to migrate. You just take it.
Was there a problem for non-Muslim women? Did they have harassment?
Harassment? They wanted to vacate the entire land. And they would, they started arson, loot, rape, all sorts of barbarities. Civilized life was thrown to the windows. So when it was, they did not migrate, they started looting, arson, rape, etc. Civilized life was thrown to the window.
Were your neighbors, your fellow Sikh neighbors, were they affected by the violence?
Hmm?
Were your neighbors, were Sikhs who lived near you, were they affected by the violence? Were they?
No, it was in the district. It was in the Kamalpur district, not in Kamalpur. Kamalpur Hindus and Sikhs were given a simple warning that you should peacefully migrate. They were asked that you should peacefully join in war camp and from there onwards to India. You cannot live in this country.
When you entered India eventually, you entered at Wagha?
Hmm?
Where did you enter India? Did you go through Wagha?
We entered India at Firozpur. The train was diverted to Firozpur. We entered there. Then I moved to Patiala. My family people were there. I joined them. That's all.
When you entered India, did you feel safe?
Yes, we are safe. We saw tricolor. We said we have come to the land of Nehru and now we are safe. We are safe. We had nothing to hide, nothing to belong. We just came and our family was also in refugee camp and we joined them and peacefully afterwards, after some time, we joined government service.
Are you glad that you opted for India?
Yes, I was glad because there was no Hindu Sikh was left in the entire, it was a vast courts. No Hindu and Sikhs was left. Entire community had left earlier for India. So naturally, we are happy to come to our own brethren. Otherwise, they should have 2% provision for minorities. The civilized law is that every community, every majority community should have, just like in Europe, 2% people should be allowed to stay. They should have the same rights and privileges.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.